Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today about how to treat people right. How to treat people right. Unfortunately, as a Christian, sometimes we don't do that. And the Bible says that we are made in the image of God. And one of the things we've talked about over the last few weeks is that following Jesus isn't always easy. But it's not complicated, and just hoping as we receive information, as we've been going through the book of James the past few weeks, that as you receive this information, it'll lead to application in your life, which will result in transformation, which means maybe you will treat people a little differently, a little better, in a God-honoring way. And we're going to be basing this off James chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. So if you've got your Bible or we get on a Bible app, you can do that. If not, if you're driving or walking, exercising, I know a lot of people like to listen to our podcasts and exercise, or they're getting ready in the morning or fixing breakfast. And yet I'm going to read James chapter 2, verses 1 through 13 for you. My brothers and sisters, James says, and James was the brother of Jesus, and he was kind of the leader of the church in Jerusalem, and he was writing this letter to the churches because the Christians had started to scatter and start their own churches because the Roman government was persecuting Christians after Jesus was resurrected from the dead after the crucifixion. So, but he's trying to encourage them to keep the faith and what it looks like to be a follower of Jesus. So James says in James chapter 2, verse 1, my brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, must not show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand there or sit on the floor by my feet, have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my dear brothers and sisters, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are blaspheming the noble name of him to whom you belong? Verse 8 in chapter 2 in James says, if you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, you shall not commit adultery, also said, you shall not murder. If you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful, and mercy triumphs over judgment. Such good stuff there in James chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. John Wooden, the former UCLA basketball coach that won several NCAA titles as the men's basketball coach at UCLA back in the 60s and 70s, said, the way you treat people says a lot about you. It's a reflection of your character, your values, and your priorities. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, judging others makes us blind, whereas love is illuminating. By judging others, we blind ourselves to our own evil and to the grace which others are just as entitled as we are. Then Proverbs chapter 28, verse 21, it says, playing favorites is always a bad thing. You can do great harm in seemingly harmless ways. A lot of times it's easy to get into doing that, and the enemy is so deceitful, and we play favorites. Sometimes we're not even aware of it. And in fact, I want to share with you 5 ways that sometimes we show favoritism. The first one is just appearance. Axl Rose, lead singer for Guns N' Roses. Probably never heard that quoted on a Christian radio program, but this is a great quote. He says, you know, we take it for granted. We know the whole story. We judge a book by its cover and read what we want between selected lines. That's so good. We'll say it one more time. We take it for granted. We know the whole story. We judge a book by its cover and read what we want between selected lines. You know, friends, there's been times I've learned here in my 50-plus years of life, people that, you know, wear the best of clothes, drive nice cars, have the perfect white teeth, and yet, man, they're just dying inside. And yet there's people that, you know, their clothes are just kind of looking rough and maybe just don't present themselves real well, but they have more joy and peace than people that have lots of material goods. And unfortunately, sometimes we determine a person's worthiness by their appearance. And don't get me wrong, I think that we want to present ourselves well and be neat in our appearance. But also, sometimes we can judge people by that and sizing them up by the way they appear. You know, do they have money or not? And about mainly, are they a child of God? And the fact of the matter is, all of us are. The Bible says we were made in the image of God. It's one of the things where at the church where I'm pastor at here in Lexington Gardenside Christian Church, we have these three signs that we tell people that we want you to know about. And one of them is simply, come as you are. Come as you are. In other words, we're not worried about what you wear. We have people wear a coat and tie and dresses, but we have people in shorts and lots of people in jeans. And, you know, we just want you to come as you are. And we're not going to judge people by their appearance. Some people like to dress up. Some people prefer casual. A second way we show favoritism is ancestry. Ancestry. You know, a person's last name. Maybe they did have a parent, a mom or dad, that struggled with alcohol or drugs or maybe even served time in prison. And yet, you know, we sit there and just assume or judge that maybe their son or daughter or spouse is going to be just like that person that made some unwise decisions. And so we have to be careful sometimes with that kind of favoritism. Sometimes because somebody, quote unquote, has a good last name, we give favor to them and priority over them and things. And sometimes that's just not God-honoring in situations. Another way we show favoritism is age. And, you know, I've been much more aware of that since I'm in my 50s now. And used to, I thought 40 was old. Then thought 50 was like really, really old. And now I'm like, man, 60's really, really young. But the fact of the matter is sometimes we do show favoritism by age. People are too young. If we're older, we're like, they don't know what they're doing or talking about. Or if we look at young, we look at older people, just say, well, they don't understand. They can't relate to things. They're still old-fashioned. They're living in the dark ages. And yet God uses us all, the young, the old. I mean, God is the God of the mountaintop. He's the God of the valley. Jesus said in Hebrews, or the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In other words, God is with you today. What all is going on, he's been with you in the past, okay? And he's going to be with you in the future. So we don't have to walk alone. We don't have to live in fear. Can I get an amen on that? A fourth way that we sometimes show favoritism is by achievement. You know, we especially do that with sports people and, you know, people by their title, whatever their title is, and we give them a little more favoritism. Yet, I'm so thankful that Jesus chose the 12 guys to change the world with the disciples, that he didn't go to the religious scholars and choose them, go to the temple, do that. He chose just normal, regular people like you and I. And just, we'd probably call it a group of misfits today. And yet, God knew their hearts, and Jesus knew that they were anointed for such a time as this. A fifth way that we show favoritism is affluence. You know, just affluence. What And sometimes we do that with people. So five ways we show favoritism is appearance, ancestry, age, achievement, and affluence. And so maybe today you want to pause this podcast if you're listening, or when we get done here with a radio program here in about 3.5 minutes, that, you know, just say, God, is there one of those five areas that Greg shared today that, if I'm honest, maybe I do show a little favoritism to people, maybe basing it on appearance, maybe basing it on ancestry, you know, who you're related to, your age. We put those stereotypes sometimes on people because of age. Another thing is achievement. We want to love somebody or recognize them by their achievement, by things they've won, awards at work or things. And last but not least, by affluence. So five ways we show favoritism: appearance, ancestry, age, achievement, and affluence. But there's three problems with showing favoritism. The first one is favoritism is unchristian. Say that one more time. Favoritism is unchristian. For Romans chapter 2, verse 11 says, "For God does not show favoritism." You know, it's funny, different families, you kid, if you've got several siblings, about who was either the perfect one or maybe even called the chosen one. And I'm an oldest, and yet we used to kind of kid because there's three boys, one girl, my sister Missy, who's in the middle with my middle brother Mike. They were twins. And then Darren's my youngest brother, and there was about an 8-year difference between us and about 3 years with the twins. But we kind of kid, did at my dad's funeral, that we all knew my sister Missy was my dad's favorite. And we can laugh about it. We knew he loved us, but I only had the one girl. And so my dad was definitely a little partial to Missy. And yet it was always fun to see them together because they cut up and just carried on and just made life a lot of fun. It's one of the things I miss the most about my dad being in heaven, is just being able to cut up with him and have fun. And he and Missy could really, really have a good time. I remember one time my sister's son, Blaine, was with my dad in a drive-thru. And Blaine, I think, was probably maybe 13. And my dad ordered a unlarged tea. And my nephew just started dying laughing. Like, what's so funny? He said, "What's an unlarged, Papa?" He's like, "Oh, my goodness. I meant to say an unsweet large tea." And so, you know, you have to laugh sometimes. Laughter, the Bible says, a cheerful heart is good medicine to the soul. But we do have to be careful as parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, as bosses, employers, management, that, you know, that we don't want to show favoritism. And the first and foremost reason for that is that favoritism is unchristian. It's just not God-honoring. And sometimes we can kind of just, you know, lie to ourselves or kind of stretch the truth a little bit or say, that's really a gray area, Greg. But friends, if you spend time with God, with Jesus, and yes, the Holy Spirit to guide and direct your steps, you'll start to get an unfeeling, unpeaceful, unrestful, just not good feeling, because you're not doing something that God's honoring. You can rationalize it all you want. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I hope you'll join us again tomorrow as we're going to continue looking at three problems with showing favoritism. So invite somebody to join us again tomorrow on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.